WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Which is greater, a woman that was caught up, glory to God, with an infirmity in her body, bent over for 18 years. You want to see her free, or do you want to hold on to the fact that in the law, you can't do nothing on the Sabbath day? If the woman is straightened up, which is greater? If her body is straightened now, and her mind is regulated now, and she's giving God the praise, why would you still be holding on to your concept of what the law says?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10.
These are voices of distinction. I will pour upon the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit. Who is I then? Father is speaking. I will pour my Spirit upon the house of David. It is the Spirit of grace and supplication. Then it changes. Notice the M is capitalized. They will look upon me. They will look upon me. They will look upon me whom they have pierced or who they crucified. Who is me?
Jesus.
It's Jesus now speaking.
Thank you, Lord.
They will look upon me whom they have pierced. Then it changes again. And they shall mourn for him. They shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Who's now speaking? The Father is speaking again. For his only begotten son. And you see three voices of distinction on the one force called the voice of God. All in that one verse. Thank you, Lord. The second voice is the voice of Satan. He pumps to you. Through your favorite music. With the voice of Satan comes demonic activity and the false prophet or false prophets. And one of the things false prophets are doing now is speaking to your desires, not God's will. If you're locked in the realm of confirmation, he will confirm you with a familiar spirit. In other words, he'll watch you and how you move, and he hears your voice tones. He knows what you like. He'll send you what you like. So if you like a man with good hair, he's not going to send you a bald-headed man. He's going to send you one with the waves. You'll say, my God, that's exactly what I asked for. But you didn't see the demons that signed to his name. He came from the pit of hell. The voice of Satan. And I will exalt my throne. And I will be like the Most High. And I want my name in life. And I got to move in my season. There is no I in team. Thank you, Lord. There's no I in the corporate gathering. There's no I in Jesus. have the voice of the world with worldly wisdom, talk shows and reels and worldly ways that are attracting people away from the voice of distinction to the voice of the world. Thank you, Lord. I had somebody to get mad with me. I didn't know that they called themselves a diva. I just said there ain't no divas in the kingdom. So they heard my voice saying, well, he must be talking about me because I call myself a diva. I don't care what you call you. I preach yourself. I preach to the world. I'm not thinking about you. My mind is somewhere else. Nobody's trying to kill you. But because I said diva, then I became the enemy. You know why? Because you're more in tune with the voice of the world than you are to what God is trying to get to you. He wants you to know him, not diva status. Diva in the kingdom is called virtuous. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. You don't need to take the world's definition of what diva is and try to make it something that you want to go after. It's called virtuous. It is 7-in-1. You have the ability to operate in 7 different dimensions and still maintain your household. That's kingdom diva. But because you're so dialed into the world, you're using their terms to describe yourself. Thank you, Lord. Touch your name and say, he ain't angry, but he is passionate. I ain't angry. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Dial in. Come out of the world. Let me say it again, ain't no divas in the kingdom. You're called virtuous. Well, that don't fit, bitch. That don't fit. That don't fit. That don't fit, man. That don't fit. That don't fit. Sophia, you ain't no diva. You're virtuous in the kingdom. And on behalf of your father, I call you virtuous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him praise. And then there's a voice of flesh. That which is flesh is flesh. But that which is spirit is spirit. You must be born again. If you're not, the voice of your flesh will speak louder than the voice of the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Anger, wrath, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will speak louder than anything else in your life. Number 5, we have the voice of soul. The voice of soul. That is your own mind, your own will, your emotions, your imagination, and your memories. The voice of your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your memories. If you don't transform that, if there's no transition, if there's no 11, what paradigm shift in your life, and your soul is what's speaking to you, and you're not redeemed, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, soul, by the renewing of your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your memories, then you will not be able to prove What is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of the Lord? Because the flesh or the soul will war against the spirit. It will not come underneath God. It cannot come underneath. That's why it has to be crucified or redeemed or renewed. Thank you, Lord. And for many of us, the voice of our soul speaks louder than the voice of the spirit, because we're still conformed to this world. In other words, everything that comes on television or on reels is more attractive to us than the Word of God. Thank you, God. Whew, thank you, Jesus. And then we have the voice of the dead. Necromancy. Even listening to issues that tried to kill you. In God's eyes, He brought you out of it, but in our soul, we go back to it. It could be abuse. Thank you, Lord. It is the voice of the dead. After Jesus came, these voices should not be dictating how we function and how we flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me. Give me precision. Give me precision to speak. No graveyard should be speaking to you. Glory to God. And let me tell you, it is possible for the grave to speak. When Saul could not get in touch with God, when he could not get in touch with the Spirit of God, he goes to a medium and say, I cannot focus right now, and I need some help. I need to speak to Samuel. But Samuel's dead. Bring him up. He said, bring him up. And a medium brought him up. And when the medium started seeing, she said, I see someone, and he's wearing a certain garment, and his hair looks a certain way. Is this not Samuel? Is this not Samuel? And she realized, notice, it looks prophetic. She realized that the man that disguised himself was the king himself. And he had already put out a rule that anyone that deals with these types of things should be put to death. She was able to say, you're trying to get me killed? You're using me? He said, no, it's okay. It's okay. I need to speak to the dead. It's in the Word of God. And there are people who are bringing up dead issues. The voice of the dead is speaking to you louder than the Spirit of God. People who are dead. Tupac speaks to the nation even though his body is in the grave. Come with me. Hail Mary. Run quick. See, what do you have here now? It's louder than what I'm preaching on a Sunday morning. Because Tupac is in your head. It is the voice of the dead through Monogram. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, give me precision, Holy Ghost. What I'm preaching is going to shift. It needs to go around the country because our nation is tied to it. Glory to God, hallelujah. There is a cloud, hallelujah, above your head. And it is a wonderful cloud of witnesses. And God is having them to rule us on. And that's okay because they're with God. But if you're coming from the earth, those who are seated in the earth should not be speaking to the nation louder than preachers today. Neither should your past be speaking to you louder than the God who's in your presence. Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. Are you all praying for me? You know, demons don't like for you to speak this kind of message because it's unfurling their design. You may say, well, when I first started preaching, it's all right. But as I start unveiling this message as it's given to me,
you begin to see that we have some idols we've been listening to and bowing to. Thank you, Lord. Number seven, we have the voice of religion. You got saved, but you're a Pharisee. And you're so sad, you see. So sad, you see. Sad, you see. You're so sad, you see. From your Pentecostal background, nobody can ever be righteous. Only you. You're four and no more. You're still preaching an antiquated gospel mixed up with Old Testament laws with no revelation of who Jesus is. That the Levitical priesthood has been not done away with, but there's one that came greater than Levitical priesthood. Jesus is not like Aaron. He's after the order of Melchizedek. And when there's a change of the priest, there's an alteration of the law. We're in a new season now. People still preaching that old antiquated gospel without the grace and the mercy of God. And it's the voice of religion. And religion will oppose Christ. Just like the Pharisees did. He's right there preaching and teaching. People are being delivered. But what about the Sabbath? What about the Sabbath? You heal them on the Sabbath, man. Which is greater, your day or this man being free from his bondage? Which is greater? Ask yourself, Pharisees and sad you sees. Which is greater? A woman that was caught up, glory to God, with an infirmity in her body, bent over for 18 years. You want to see her free, or do you want to hold on to the fact that in the law, you can't do nothing on the Sabbath day? If the woman is straightened up, which is greater? If her body is straightened now, and her mind is regulated now, and she's giving God the praise, why would you still be holding on to your concept of what the law said? Blind man sitting by the roadside begging, and he's been there for years and nobody could fix him, but he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he starts crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But you're such a Pharisee, why are you talking so loud in church? Why are you waving your hands in the air and waving them like you just don't care, and your religion is locking you up from praising? When Jesus sets him free, he's able to see. And he gives God the glory. He's worshiping even in the dust, but you can't understand it. Because you've never been that way. You've never seen those kinds of things, and your religion is blocking you. The voice of your religion keeps you from praising God. You'd rather be right than to have reconciliation. I never heard it like that. I know. Number eight, the voice of addiction. The voice of addiction. Crack, cocaine. I want to say it. What am I thinking about? Which one? Somebody said marijuana. Ganja. Ganji. We're living in a season now, there's a fog over our nation. They may legalize it, but it's killing brain cells. Young people, they're lacing it. People are blowing up folks, shooting. You may see the laws change when you see more black people doing it. There are black people starting to pull out guns and just shoot people up
right here in the state of Florida. Black man just shoots a newscaster. This is recently. For what purpose? What would make you do that? I guarantee you, you can draw a line to substance abuse. Most people, when they murder, they will tell you, I was on cocaine or I was high on drugs. This is where the demons are able to come in and pipe them. Even if they don't possess you, they can manipulate you when you're under the influence. It's the voice of addiction. People will tell you when they've been addicted, they can hear it calling them. Calling them. And this is you breaking away. You can hear it calling you in your mind. Even calling you by name. God wants to set you free. And that voice sometimes is louder than the voice of God. It has even drowned out the voice of preachers. 24 hours after, 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour after you hear a message, you don't remember it. When you're faced with an issue, you don't respond as the word says. One of these voices speaks to you. The most prominent voice in these 8 voices that I named to you is the voice of God. Yet, it is number 1 on the list, but less likely to be heard if the other 7 are not identified. Please take this truth revealed to a nation and ministries around the world. I realize now that God didn't want me to just speak to Palm Bay or to Brevard County, but to the world. Thank you, Jesus. These voices are real. And they have invaded the kingdom through the voice of the world. It is the porthole to everything else. If you're not listening to the word or to a preacher that's bringing you back to balance, these voices are louder. Thank you, Lord. Even your voice can be louder than God's voice. Your desires, your ways, it's called the voice of the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 10, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. And none of them is without significance or signification. Significance. None of them. Every one of them are significant because it speaks to a specific thing. If you're in the world, you need to hear the voice of the world. If you're in the flesh, you would hear the voice of the flesh. If you're in religion, you will hear the voice of religion. If you're in addiction, you will hear. It's significant. It will hear. You will hear the voice of significant. But if you're in the kingdom, you need to hear the voice of God. And God is heard through preachers. It is not the only way he speaks. He can speak through dreams, but it's not his primary way. He speaks by his spirit, and he speaks through his word. But he uses often every week, when you don't hear those, he uses his preacher. Sitting over somewhere on Palm Bay Road, 2838 Palm Bay Road, taken from what they want to do, set in the midst of you, crying loud and sparing not, and lifting up their voice like a trumpet to show you his ways, calling you back to the center of the road. You've been influenced all week by these other voices. Have you heard God? Is God speaking to your spirit? Is God telling you when not to go in the covenant? Is God telling you when to be quiet? Is God telling you when to speak? Is God shifting you in your emotions? This is a transitional year. I decree injunction on the voices of the world, an injunction on the voice of the flesh, an injunction on the voice of religion, an injunction, glory to God, on the voice of the soul, an injunction on the voice of the dead, and an injunction on the voice of Satan, and a release to hear the voice of God. Come back, come back, come back, come back to the voice of the Lord. For the voice of the Lord will tell you to say, I'm sorry, when you didn't feel you did anything wrong. The voice of the Lord will say, humble yourself when you have no reason to humble yourself. The voice of the Lord will say, unite when everything says separate.
Thank you, God.
He does not go with our desires. He goes with his will.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-0508. That's reference number 2303-0508.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual toiletry drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall. So please fill the containers with travel size, personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthrevealed.org. FACES 25th Annual Scholarship Luncheon, honoring Man of the Year, Bishop Merton Clark, and Woman of the Year, the Honorable Rhonda Babb, will be held on Saturday, March 25th from noon until 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Vieira Conference Center. Donation is $50 per person, and all proceeds go to serving young men and women by assisting with college tuition. Call 516-526-5740 for tickets and more information. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.